Hello and welcome to the 5-Minute Gospel Podcast for Saturday, the 3rd of September. Today, St Luke takes us on a walk through the cornfields with Jesus and his disciples on a Sabbath day. As they walked through the cornfields, the disciples were picking ears of corn, rubbing them in their hands and eating them. Some of the Pharisees were watching and asked, "Why are you doing something that is forbidden on the Sabbath day?" The Sabbath for Jewish people was a day of rest, as Sunday is for us Christians. The commandment said, "Keep holy the Sabbath day." There was, however, no text in the law, that is the 5 books of our Bible, condemning picking corn on the Sabbath. Judaism had added 39 other activities that were forbidden on the Sabbath. Picking corn on the Sabbath was one of those human additions to the law. Throughout the Gospels, the scribes and Pharisees opposed Jesus and were always watching him closely, looking for faults. Today, they thought they'd found something. Jesus gave them an example from the Old Testament about David and his followers doing something very similar. But then came the crunch when Jesus said, "The Son of Man is Master of the Sabbath." Master of the Sabbath. No doubt those words infuriated the Pharisees, would have made them really angry. In those words, Jesus said that he had the right to question the human-made rules and regulations that the Pharisees saw as so important. They were obsessed with the way things looked. Instead of letting God touch their hearts and change their lives. Today, we might ask ourselves, is there a little of the Pharisee in me? Sometimes we can be obsessed with looking good and failing to let Jesus touch our hearts and change our lives. As we saw yesterday, this can lead us to living a double life, where we appear just, seem to be good believers, good Catholics, but underneath, we're doing something else. Even without realising what we're doing, this can lead us to make rules about how other people should speak, how they should dress or live or behave. Then we can slip into harshly judging those who don't do things the way we do them, the way I do them. When these attitudes take hold of us, like the Pharisees, we can find ourselves watching people closely and are noticing every one of their faults. And it's so easy to notice the faults of others, isn't it? We can make ourselves the judges of what people should be like or what they should not be like, what they should do or what they should not do or should not be. We become the judges. Jesus calls us today to put aside the little, unimportant rules or standards we set for others. He wants us to ask ourselves, what is most important in my life? What is most important in my life? All the little rules we make or standards we set are insignificant when compared to what Jesus gave us as the great commandment: to love God with all our heart and soul, and to love our neighbour as ourselves. All those other little rules pale into insignificance in the face of loving God and loving our neighbour. Jesus is the master of the Sabbath, but Jesus is also the master of what is important in our lives. He is the master of our lives. May our Master, our Lord, help us to see what is really important, and may he help us let go of our self-centred judgments and meaningless rules. Help us to see what's important in our lives and to let go of our self-centred judgments and meaningless rules. God bless you all.